Back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Joining me right now to talk about his campaign, Representative Charles Perry, running in the special election here for SD 28. And Representative Perry, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you guys?
Doing all right. What towns are you hitting today?
Well, you know, I'm kind of staying in the region the next day or two. I think we're heading back out Friday. And then Monday, we've got a big spread to hit the next couple of days next week. Should have all the counties hit by the end of next week, I'm hoping. And it's not just for the practical matter of just hitting them. We want to actually get out and visit with people and have been very successful with that. Our 10-day last Friday, from start to finish, we saw probably 300 folks, and that's a big number, 250 to 300 on average. Each meeting, 10 or 15, they add up. But we walked away very, very much encouraged by the response we had turned out in those small communities.
When you're traveling from north to south, east to west, when you're hearing different issues brought up, are there some issues that overlap? Is there one key issue that a lot of people are focusing on right now?
Well, universally, you've got the education. And I'm sorry, the water. Water universally is the issue in all my cities and all my areas. Then you've got the immigration issue that's absolutely competing with that as far as discussion goes. But if you just get down to the local community level, just what really is a concern for pretty much every community I come to, it's their water. You know, some communities have undeveloped water resources that they're looking at the expense and the cost of how to develop it. And there's those communities, unfortunately, that have no real undeveloped water resources. They're literally looking at transmission lines or water lines from surrounding area cities and reservoirs and undeveloped reservoirs to date. So those are the cities that have a hard future ahead as far as some tough decisions that's got to be made, and hopefully there'll be some solutions filled up. But water is absolutely the universal element throughout the district.
What would they be looking for State Senator Perry to do about the water issue?
Well, I think that, number one, with Prop 6 money becoming available and hopefully having the regional planning boards bring their plans to the state as to how they prioritize and what, we'll review those, make sure they truly are meeting the needs. They're not as political, as least political solutions as possible, that it was done based on need assessments. And as those develop, I think you'll see small municipalities actually be a beneficiary of having access to that Prop 6 money, being able to borrow money at a rate cheaper than what they could as a small municipal. You take Dallas or Houston, they borrow at rates as cheap as the state can borrow it. But you take a small municipal rural that's got infrastructure in the ground of 60 years that probably arguably loses as much water through leaky under infrastructure, underground pipelines. This may give them the venue, if you will, to borrow enough money if they have the tax base to support the payback and actually get those infrastructure needs redone and met. So the state's role is strictly what Prop 6 money and the other $2 billion available through the Water Board is. It's just providing an evergreen fund concept, which where that money's paid back to the state with a return, and those monies are actually loaned back out. The $53 billion water plan the state has out there, if this is done properly and as projections go, we should be able to meet our water plan and meet our needs, and that addresses pretty much universally throughout the state what's going on in the water planning vehicle. So. Really excited about that.
Visiting with Representative Charles Perry, of course, running in this State Senate 28 race. And the fundraising totals came out yesterday, and it's always interesting to see these numbers. And you were on top of all your opponents by just huge margins in the fundraising game. You know, when the first reports came out, I guess, what was that, back in June?
Yes.
You had the local paper here came out with this big piece about one of your opponents who raised all this money and what it may say about his campaign. Well, tell us now, with the money that you've raised over this time, what does this say about your campaign?
Well, I think I was clear on the front end that we had not put a lot of emphasis on getting money out, partly because we had a sitting senator in that seat, and I just thought it was kind of hard to go out and raise money against a sitting senator at that point. At that time, there was no race. We got on that stick. It takes money to run campaigns. A 51 county of three different media markets is expensive. I feel good about where I'm at. I'm always aware of the fact that I've got to be competitive, and it seems like I always have the money to be competitive. I've got great support, diverse support, universal support from around the state. And subsequent to the July 31st, that was just monies through July 31st. Subsequent to then, it's just gotten better and a lot bigger and gotten more people involved. And so I like where we're sitting on the finance side. I think we're going to be way ahead of where I thought we could be. And it's just encouraging to see people put their trust and faith in me and put it with a checkbook. That's the ultimate reflection of someone that's decided that you're the guy that they need.
Before I let you go, and I know you've got to get heading out here soon, obviously you call yourself a conservative. I think your record lays that out. Tell people what they could expect out of a more conservative, which I think it would be if you're elected, some other results that have happened as well. If you have a more conservative Senate this go around, what does that translate into?
Well, we're having a huge effect. I think the Speaker in the House sent out something yesterday. It was mirroring and mimicking the very initiatives that we've been talking about for two sessions now. Fiscal responsibility, putting some things in place that while we have surpluses, that we're fixing long-term issues with the surpluses we have, and putting some budget constraints that only make sense. Don't spend more than you make, but spend it objectively with some standards in place, i.e. population plus inflation. So you're beginning to even have some of the leadership at the statewide levels, even before we get back to session, talking about the things that we wanted to do, zero-based budgeting, population plus inflation, putting some limits on how government can grow is where you're going to see us go, and I'm supportive of that, have been supportive of that, and advocate for several of those initiatives. It's encouraging to hear leadership talking about getting those initiatives done from the House and the Senate. Obviously, is going to get there before we ever go back in a governor that's already supporting those publicly. So we're going to see some things that make sense, responsible spending from a government going forward, and it's going to get done in this next session.
Representative Charles Perry running in SD 28th special election, early voting right around the corner. We'll visit with you again next week. I think you're in studio, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to get to see Paul. I haven't seen Paul in a while. I'm looking forward to it.
All righty. Hey, Representative Perry, thank you very much.
Hey, you guys have a good day.
You too. Bye.